Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second and last half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, May 8th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate Fani Mantravati coming on today, the creator, founder of CheckMyVote.org. I know he's been working with a lot of county clerks. Vicki met him at the Ogama Republican event on Saturday. She and a lot of her local township clerks are going to be cleaning up the qualified voter files this year using checkmyvote.org and being able to contact people, communicate with people, make sure certain people that are listed on the qualified voter files are in fact no longer living there, or maybe they never lived there. Some people don't even know who these people are. Well, this is an effort that we are going to help promote statewide, every single community, every single township, every single clerk is going to be made aware of our findings. And so again, if you'd like to be a part of this effort, you can actually go to the website and sign up and be willing to spend some time checking your neighbors, checking vacant lots, checking commercial buildings. That's one thing that I found astonishing. Commercial buildings, folks, cannot be principal residences. You might be able to live there, have a little apartment in your business. You're working late. You're doing inventory. You own a hardware store. And sometimes shipments come in late. Sometimes somebody's got to be there 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Truck driver calls you. I had a blowout on my tire. I had problems with my engine. I got my truck repaired. I'm going to get there, but I'm not going to be there until 10 o'clock tonight. I've done it. It happened to me when I was out truck driving. So the owner would usually come down and open up the business, run the high-low, unload my semi, and get their inventory. There's only one problem. They wanted that inventory on the store shelves the next morning. So many times they'd call their workers in and say, hey, come on down. We've got to price sticker these items and get them on the shelves. We need to get this product there. Now, that doesn't happen anymore because now most stores use barcodes and scanners. You don't have to actually put the price stickers on the product. You just put it on the shelf. Well, it gets to be 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And the owner says, man, I'm not going to drive back home. I'm just going to text my wife or call her and let her know I'm sleeping here at the store. They have a bed. They have a cot. They have something. Well, that's not a residence. That's a place to sleep in extreme emergency situations. But in checking after the 2020 election and doing an actual canvass here in Antrim County, we checked addresses on this website, commercial buildings. And do you know what we found? One commercial building in Antrim County had 13 people registered to vote there. The owner of the business didn't recognize any of the names. They weren't employees. They weren't people that used to own the building. He had no idea who these people were. And we said, well, do you mind if we flag this and take it to the local township clerk and get these people removed off your address? He's like, absolutely. I don't want those people voting. I don't want those people getting an absentee ballot. I don't want them on my address and have anything to do with my address. Please get them off the records. So we said, okay, is it okay if we give your name and phone number to the clerk so she can call you and discuss our information when we submit it? Absolutely. Well, the clerk did. We turned the information in. The clerk called him. And Ron was upset. I mean, he was mad. And so the clerk said, okay, very good, sir. I got the information here. I'm glad these people brought it to my attention, and we'll remove them from the qualified voter file. But then you can tag them. On the website, there's a way that Fonnie's created this. It's interactive, and you can actually see if these people get added back in. If that ends up being the case, we're going to train the local clerks to capture this data of these people coming back into their qualified voter files. This may end up being a thing next year in 2026. Why? Because the Secretary of State's office is the ones adding them back in. And who is our Secretary of State? Jocelyn Benson. And what is she running for next year? Governor. We're going to make sure that this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, her state agency, Department of State of the State of Michigan, Bureau of Elections, are not adding these people back into these qualified voter files after we've done all the work to clean them up. And we're going to do this through educating our local clerks. So you need to explain to your local clerk about this website. That's number one. If we educate the township clerks about this website, and they themselves start checking their qualified voter files, their vacant lots, if they check their own address, if they check their own street, they can actually see for themselves the information that Fonnie has created in this database of the qualified voter files, which he said, and he said it on the interview, he gets updates on this from the Secretary of State's office via a Freedom of Information Act standing request. He has put in a standing request with the Secretary of State to get these records every single month. And sure enough, some of these people have been removed, and magically the next month they get added back in. Well, this is creating the evidence, this is creating the data that we are going to need should we need to file a lawsuit against the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. We are not going to allow her to be the administrator of next year's elections, 2026, while she's running for governor. Honestly, I see it as a conflict of interest. I think she should step down as the current Secretary of State, allow somebody else within her department to be the acting Secretary of State while she's running for governor. But she's not going to do that. She's not going to do it, folks, unless she ends up being sued and challenged in court as to whether or not she can administer and be the overseer of our election next year while running for governor of the state of Michigan. Katie Hobbs did it out in Arizona running against Carrie Lake. Katie Hobbs was the Secretary of State. She ran for governor of Arizona as a Democrat. Carrie Lake, the former news lady, very pretty woman that Donald Trump had endorsed for governor of Arizona, ran against her. And lo and behold, there was all kinds of things happening on election day. Maricopa County, very strong conservative Republican county in Arizona. Well, they ran into issues where the voting equipment magically shut down and they couldn't put the ballots into the tabulating machines. Some people in Maricopa County in 2022 didn't even get to vote for governor. As a result, lo and behold, sure enough, Katie Hobbs wins. She's now the governor of Arizona. We are not going to allow that mode of operandi, that strategy, to work in Michigan next year. We're on to you guys. We know exactly who the players are. We know exactly who the people are behind this. And with a little bit of research, you can verify this. Katie Hobbs and Jocelyn Benson both received educational grants and money from who? George Soros. George Soros actually paid for their college education through one of his organizations, one of his PACs, one of his benefactor entities that gives out scholarships to people. Well, surprise, surprise, Katie Hobbs and Jocelyn Benson both qualified for that assistance and got their college education paid for. It worked in Arizona back in 2022. Are they going to try to replicate it and do it in Michigan in 2026? Well, we're on to you guys. And Fani Mantravati is a patriot, working on wanting to become a U.S. citizen. He's working on it. He's in the process of qualifying for it and wants very badly to become a United States citizen. Honestly, in talking with him, we went out to dinner with him after the Ogama County Republican event on Saturday. I believe Fani loves our country more than some Americans. Flat out. He loves America. He loves living here. And he loves this country. And he is doing everything he can to make sure that we have totally secure elections. That we don't have dead people and people who no longer live in our counties voting. So if you want to be a part of it, go to checkmyvote.org, get an account, sign up, do whatever you want to do. Check your own address first. Check your next door neighbor. If you got a vacant lot on your street, call the postmaster and ask him, what is the street address for this vacant lot on my road? Check it out. See if there's anybody registered there. If they are, take it to your local clerk. Make them look at your information that you can print out from the website and have them remove those people from a vacant lot in your area. Commercial buildings, industrial buildings, vacant buildings. We got some vacant houses that are overgrown weeds. You can't even pull into the driveway. People registered to vote there. You know these houses exist, especially up here in northern Michigan. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. If you would like me to send you the link directly to checkmyvote.org, clickable link, just text me VOTE, V-O-T-E, and I'll send you the link. You can check it out. You can contact Fani if you have any questions. You can interact with the website. Check your own address. That's what we did. Very first time we went there, we checked our address and found nobody else besides me and Miss Vicky. That was it. Previous owners, gone. So our local township clerk, Torch Lake, did a good job of getting rid of the other people who used to own our house. The situation is, though, a lot of times they are still left on the qualified voter files. I've had people tell me they checked their own address. The people who sold them the house were still on there. The people who sold the previous owners the house, they were still on there. Children who no longer even live in the state, grew up here, educated here, got a degree, couldn't find work, moved out of Michigan, now live in Texas, Florida, whatever, still on the qualified voter files at this address. Take that, print it out. By the way, if you're on a computer, all you have to do is hit Control P. Control P will print out anything that you're looking at on a computer screen. So if you're on checkmyvote.org and you see some names there for your address or another address you're working on, just hit Control P and it'll print it out. Take it to your local clerk. I'm back. I got some more. Give it to the clerk. Give them the website, checkmyvote.org. Educate them about that website. Tell them you want these people removed. You'd like to file a challenge. There's an MCL listed right on the website. In Michigan, there is a state law, a statute, that says you have the right to challenge names on addresses in your community. Do it. Absolutely do it. And one of the things that you'll understand is that this is a very simple website to manage, very simple website to get the information to do it. And we have got to get these files cleaned up. If Jocelyn Benson won't do it, she won't do it fast enough, we'll do it at the local level. And then we'll educate the clerks on how to monitor their cleaned up website and make sure that it doesn't happen anymore, that they get added back in. And if they do, well, guess what? we are going to file a challenge. You got to understand the process, people. You got to understand how this is happening. So one of the things you can do is go to that website, check your address, check whatever address you want, print out the information, and take it to your clerk. That was the whole basis of the interview. He is going to be posting this interview, today's interview, on that website, checkmyvote.org, and you'll be able to share the information with people right there. So greatly appreciate all the efforts he's doing. Cute little girl, going to be three, Tessa. Mom and dad brought her to the event on Saturday after we went out to dinner together, went to Lumberjack's restaurant there in Grayling, and she got to sit right next to Trucker Randy. And then I realized she was shy. I was talking to her, and man, she was doing everything she could to get close to Mama. I don't know this guy, and he's talking to me, Mama. She was so cute. Great family. Great patriot. So absolutely thankful that I got to meet him on Saturday and got to have him on the show today and share this information with you guys. It was a God thing, and I greatly appreciate everything he's doing. Totally support him and want to help you fix your qualified voter files in your township. Work with your local clerk, get them to know what you're doing, and get them to check out the website and use the website. Your local clerks can actually use this website just like you're going to use it. There's no reason, absolutely no reason whatsoever, that they can't use this on their own to clean up their qualified voter files. Monitor it and watch them and make sure they're protected heading into next year's election. Well, I got a call this morning from an individual that is mailing us a check for the Legal Defense Fund. And he said, Randy, I don't want you to use my name. Don't mention me on the air. I just want to donate anonymously without anybody knowing. Don't say anything. But you might want to tell other people that they can do what I'm doing. I'm mailing you a check. Michigan Broadcasters LLC, mail it to our P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. Just put a note in there. Please don't mention my name on the air. We'll gladly accept your donations. Business check, personal check, money order, whatever you want to do, make it out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. We greatly appreciate it going into our legal defense fund. We got to fight these lawsuits, people. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories of the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the